The dangerous clash in Cairo's Tahrir Square continues after pro-President Mubarak forces, many on camels and horses, marched on the square where anti-Mubarak protesters have been demonstrating for days. The pro-Mubarak men beat protesters with whips and sticks. They also attacked journalists, including CNN's Anderson Cooper, who ran from the square and continued reporting. Let's start there. Hossam Bagat is the 31-year-old human rights activist and director of the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights. We spoke with him on Monday. Hossam, where are you?
We're in Tahrir Square, and we're being attacked from almost every side by what to me looks like government-hired thugs that are throwing stones. Many of the protesters now at the main entrances of the square are throwing stones back at them. And I'm seeing countless men being carried away with serious head and face injuries as a result of these stones. Now, interestingly, this happened almost minutes after an army spokesperson had read a statement inviting the anti-Mubarak protesters to go home. And that coincided with the army inexplicably removing the barricades that it had erected around Tahrir Square and allowing these pro-government thugs to walk into the square and start attacking the protesters who have been here for over 8 days.
We saw that on television, actually. We saw that for the last several days the protesters had their IDs checked, but we saw this morning that the pro-Mubarak people went right through what were the old checkpoints and their IDs weren't checked. What else are you seeing from the military? Because we are also hearing that the military was trying to keep the two camps separated by setting up barricades of trucks.
I don't see this at all. In fact, I don't even see any military personnel around their tanks. So the army tanks are still parked around the square, but I don't see any of the military officers that have been here for the past week. I don't know whether they are inside their tanks to avoid the rock throwing or if they have vacated the area. At a certain point, we're even attacked by some pro-Mubarak people riding horses and camels and carrying sticks, and they suddenly attacked protesters. In fact, as I was coming in this morning from home, I was told by my taxi driver that in the morning he saw people who normally offer tourists in the pyramids area camel rides and horse rides. He saw them bringing their camels and horses and donkeys to Tahrir Square. So this is clearly a pre-planned and pre-designed operation. So it's a last act of despair, if you ask me. Mubarak clearly is hanging on to power, and this is one of the last weapons he has at his disposal.
Well, Hossam, we wondered where the camels came from. We know camels are common in Egypt, but possibly not in downtown Cairo. We'd also heard that many of the tour guides were anti-Mubarak, but you're saying that some of these pro-Mubarak people brought their camels in from the pyramids and other places. We also heard that earlier today, groups of protesters were singling out people and scuffling with them. Were protesters finding government agents or pro-Mubarak people in the crowds before these huge groups of pro-Mubarak people started marching in? Because we saw protesters attacking people. Anderson Cooper from CNN was in the middle of that.
I saw that as well, and obviously it's hard to tell whether these people are police agents dressed in plain clothes. There is a lot of anger, as you can imagine, in the square, and the level of outrage at this attack is unprecedented, especially because these people have been here with their wives and kids 9 days now, and then suddenly they see people attacking them on top of horses. There are many protesters around making sure that whenever an alleged undercover police agent is caught, that he is handed over to the army immediately or taken away in order to ensure the physical safety. But it's definitely calls for concern. I'm in Tahrir Square now, and I'm hearing some gunshots. I don't know if these are live munitions. Just very difficult to understand what is happening right now, because, you know, all my life I've never seen a camel on the streets of Cairo except around the pyramids. The fact that these were allowed to come here to Tahrir Square is, again, another indication that these are not pro-Mubarak loyalists. No NDP supporter would ever keep a horse or a camel at home in Cairo.
Well, when you say they're not pro-Mubarak loyalists, what do you mean?
No.
I mean,
These are people that I recognize well, and my colleagues recognize well. These are the election time thugs that we see whenever there is an election, hired or bribed by NDP candidates or their supporters in order to instigate violence against opposition or independent candidates and their supporters. And it's just very easy for any Egyptian who has lived here to recognize. These are not pro-government loyalists. These clearly are the same hired thugs that attack us and attack the journalists in particular during election time. And of course, I witnessed many attacks against journalists, especially the foreign ones, because clearly in these times they become the enemy, because that's how these pro-government thugs are exposed to the rest of the world.
Hassan, what do you think happens now? Do you think protesters, the Mubarak protesters, will start leaving the square? This could get very dangerous. What do you think happens?
We're being surrounded almost from every side of the square. Something needs to happen right now or there will be a bloodbath. I am confident, despite the ugliness that I see all around me here, that this is Mubarak's last act of despair. No president can remain in power after doing this to his own people. So he just burned his last bridge with the Egyptian people.
Well, but Hassan, there's also the chance that this could go the way of Tiananmen Square, that you and your fellow protesters could be brutally silenced, and he has an excuse for saying that he needs to be a strong man.
Yes, that is a possibility, and people here are aware of this. I don't think we have a choice. Going home now after 9 days, accepting Mubarak after 30 years, but especially after these horrific acts of today, is just not a choice. We are protected by you and by the cameras that are around the square now, but we understand that these could be of limited effect. We just say to Mubarak, bring it on. We're not leaving.
And Hassan, how far do you think Egyptians are willing to go?
It's 5 p.m. now. In about an hour, it's going to get dark. As I walked around the square, I saw these pro-Mubarak thugs carrying sticks, but also carrying knives and sometimes even big swords. When nighttime comes, it's going to be 10 times more dangerous for us to be in the square. But we're also hearing rumors that people surrounding us in the square are getting ready with Molotov cocktails that they plan to use once they run out of rocks to throw at us. So something needs to be done immediately if we are to avoid a bloodbath that seems increasingly likely.
Hassan, please take care and thank you.
Thank you.